shots as long as a basketball court, taller than a B-double, and has just stomped into the record books as Australia's largest dinosaur. Australotitan. The Southern Titan, Queensland Museum paleontologist Dr. Scott Hucknall, has been a big part of this incredible project in unearthing and naming the beast. He joins me now for a chat. Hi, Doc.
Hi, how are you going, Jane?
Yeah, really well, thank you. It sounds like an extraordinary creature. Is it Australotitan?
Australotitan.
Australotitan.
So, Australotitan, that's right. You have to have the inflection on Austro.
Mm.
So Australotitan means Southern Titan. I named a dinosaur back in 2009, Australovenator. I keep getting them mixed up myself. But Australotitan, basically it means Southern Giant, Southern Titan. And the species name is Cooperensis. And Cooperensis simply means from the Cooper or Cooper Creek. And so your listeners may actually know of the Cooper Creek because it runs into South Australia, northern South Australia, into Lake Eyre, but starts its journey across Queensland. And the dinosaur bones themselves were found just to the east, eastern sort of rim of the Cooper Creek catchment near a township called Erromanga. And Erromanga has the amazing sort of accolade of being the furthest town from the sea. But back at this time, 95 to 96 million years ago, the ocean that was in the centre of Australia had just sort of disappeared, and all this new land had been formed, and these gigantic plant-eating sauropod dinosaurs were roaming all over it.
Oh, wow. And then when did it get discovered in more contemporary times?
The story only starts really in 2004 when a young boy by the name of Sandy McKenzie Jr. was riding around in his property, Plevna Downs, in the southwest of Queensland, and found this chunk of rock that he didn't realise it was dinosaur bone at the time. He thought it was pretty interesting, certainly different. Showed it to his parents, and his parents had been interacting with paleontologists previously who had gone onto the property to look for dinosaurs, but really hadn't found anything. But then eventually they came to the Queensland Museum, and they knew of our senior preparator, Joanne Wilkinson, and they showed her this rock, and Joe, who had been working with us up in Winton on other dinosaur discoveries, immediately recognised it as dinosaur bone. And then rushed to me and said, "Hey, Scott, look, they found dinosaurs in southwest Queensland." And the rest is history. We went out there in 2007 and we found all these other dinosaur sites with the property owners, Robin and Stuart McKenzie. And since then, a museum's been created at Erromanga, the Erromanga Natural History Museum. They built this museum based out of not-for-profit charity and a group of volunteers to build this museum to house these fossils. And Cooper was discovered during this period of time, and Cooper ends up being Australia's largest dinosaur. And from that period on, we studied the bones and figured out what it was. And over that 17-year period, we're able to figure out, yep, it's definitely a unique species and Australia's largest species.
Oh,
so
wow.
Australotitan came to be.
Beautiful.
This week.
That's just incredible. So 25 to 30 metres long, 5 to 6
yep.
and a half metres high. What did it look like?
Imagine, everyone sort of can grasp a Brachiosaurus or a Brontosaurus or an Apatosaurus, but these guys were titanosaurs. They were very long-necked, long-tailed, huge elephantine-like bodies, massively built. Now, titanosaurians that are found, they're found mostly around South America and Australia and Africa, but they have been found in northern hemisphere areas. So they were kind of a global group of big plant-eating dinosaurs. But in the south, in the southern hemisphere, they got really, really big. Patagotitan, which is in South America, got to about 35 to 40 metres long. It's probably the biggest than Argentinosaurus. But for Australia, before Australotitan, we were sort of in the mid-range of these titanosaurs. We weren't in the big league. So this is the first, hat in the ring of absolute monstrous titanosaurs. And, the great thing is that Cooper's not only, or Australotitan's not only Australia's largest dinosaur species, it's the largest animal to walk outback Queensland, outback Australia. So to think of a big, flat, open, arid plain that's just got some grass and gibber stones and a few red kangaroos, to imagine 95 million years ago that you had this behemoth of a thing, maybe 67 tons, the equivalent of 1,400 red kangaroos wandering around western, southwest Queensland with these big river systems draining across the country and exiting out into the Great Australian Bight. And so the bones of this species, what I find cool is that they may have been, well, they would have been across the whole continent, and some of their bones probably ended up in the Great Australian Bight in the Ceduna Delta, just south of Adelaide. So there's some amazing opportunities to find dinosaurs anywhere in this whole region.
Childhood dreams unlocked.
Yeah, very much so. I loved dinosaurs when I was a kid. When I started the museum when I was a volunteer at 12 years old, the paleontologist that I eventually replaced 10 years later actually told me that there was probably going to be no chance for me ever study dinosaurs in Australia. There's not enough of them. You're never going to find them. And in the 20 years of from the discovery of Elliot the dinosaur in Winton all the way through to Cooper and Australotitan, dinosaurs are now really becoming a central part of Australian paleontology, and it's going to be hopefully a big tourist draw card to a lot of these regional outback towns right across Australia, actually. And that's a good thing, because it's built off of citizen science. We've got hundreds of volunteers, thousands of hours of prospecting and preparation of bones, all the way through to keeping these fossils for scientific perpetuity. It's not just a case of putting a bunch of bones on display. They've really gone the whole hog. When you go out there and you see these museums that have been built up, they're absolutely world leading, and that's fantastic, considering it's been built out of a country town, and these people have just really got behind it, learned the right things to do, and now you have these gigantic dinosaurs for kids to see.
Absolutely fantastic. I really appreciate your time today. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Scott Hucknall.
No worries, my pleasure.